Hey everyone, it's Rachel from Finding Joy. I have to be kind of quiet because everyone's sleeping, but you know how that is as a mom. You kind of have to like do what you need to do. And sometimes when they're sleeping, you get everything done. And so tomorrow's my birthday. And last year, my birthday was a big deal because I turned 40 and I don't really like turning 40. This year I'm turning 41 and it's not nearly as bad as I thought. In fact, I started thinking about all the different things I've learned being 40, and I actually kind of like being 40. And here's why, because there's some level of independence, like, oh yeah, I'm 40 now, I can do that. And I've learned to love myself a little bit more. And I've learned to embrace the quirks that are me. Like I have lots of quirks, and it took me probably 39, 40 years to decide to embrace who I am and embrace all those quirks, embrace that, hey, I'm 40 and I like Snapchat, or that I want to fight for my heart. And sometimes fighting for your heart means that you stand up and you speak up for yourself. And then I put my funny things in the list, like I always be friends with your baristas because I love Starbucks, and some of my greatest conversations have been with the baristas at Starbucks. And it's not just about the baristas, it's really about stopping and slowing down and listening to the other people that are around you. Maybe it's the clerk at Target, or maybe it's the grocery store gal at Cub Foods or something like that. But those are the people in our lives that are there for us to chat with. And sometimes those people can be the greatest friends. And the other thing I want you to remember is to always speak your dreams out loud, because when you keep your dream in your head, it's just a dream. Like I, for so long, have been wanting to speak at TEDx, and I've been speaking out loud, over and over and over with the belief that some year it's actually going to happen, but I can't just speak it without the action for it. So that's what I want you to remember is don't be afraid of the age. And I'm going to end it with my favorite quote by Eleanor Roosevelt: do one thing every day that scares you. That's what I want you to remember. So go out, do something new, say hello to somebody else, and really live your best. And don't let a number define you.